Brit and Drew hanging out together, doing fun stuff. Like, just like that.
All aboard, next stop, adventure. This is Excelsior. She would have never gotten a job in radio if this was 1947. If this was 1947, she would have been a terrible secretary. It's Brittany!
Thank you all for listening to Excelsior, brought to you by me, Brittany, and Brittany Photography. If you like my podcast, please consider donating to Excelsior. There are three ways you can help donate. If you go to britleyp.com, that's britleighp.com, and you click on ways to donate. There are three ways you can help out Excelsior, and that's becoming a Patreon member, buying some of my photography, and or a one-time donation through Venmo. And everything is on the website, so check it out. Beep, boop, da, pop, pop. If you become a Patreon member, memberships are as low as $1 a month. And as a member, you get behind-the-scenes content. You get a free ticket to my art shows that I do once a month. You get gifts from podcast members. And you also get one free headshot a month. I'm starting a $20 headshots every week on Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at various locations around Minneapolis. To see where I will be, check out my website, britleyp.com, and it will tell you where I will be that week. You can sign up on the website ahead of time and get a headshot for $20, or show up and get it for $30. If you guys want to check out my website, you can see when the next art show is, see where my next headshots are going to be. That is all going to be on britleyp.com. I also now have a YouTube channel, and that is Brittany Excelsior. And you can also check out my Instagram, which is Brittany_Excelsior. Thank you for listening.
Just ride with it?
Yeah, we'll ride with it. All right.
Riding that train. I'm going to probably sing a lot during this interview.
Oh, I love that. Do you love to sing?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, what's your favorite R. Kelly song?
Probably Bump and Grind.
Is it?
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. There was something wrong, R. Kelly. You should have listened to your mind and not your body. Because his one was telling him no and one was telling him yes, and he should have said no.
Yeah. I feel like my dog wrote that song.
Why?
Because the other dog that I have in my house just humps all the time. There's nothing wrong with the little bump and grind. Just, you know? And I'm always like, hey, there is something wrong. It's inappropriate. And the dog was like,
I don't care.
I don't care about inappropriate.
Your bumping. Human conventions?
Mm-hmm.
So how do we start this off? Are you like, be like, oh, this is my podcast or what?
Yeah, let's start it. Let's be formal.
Okay.
Hi, I'm here with Drew.
Hello. My last name is Madland.
Madland.
Do you want to try that again?
Yeah, let's do it again. Hi, I'm here with Drew Madland.
That's me.
Madland. That's a great last name, by the way.
M-A-D-L-A-N-D.
Yeah, that's a great last name. What is that?
It is Norwegian.
You're Norwegian?
Partly. Oh, my nice. Dad's name is from Norway.
Oh, okay.
Which was given to me by him and my mother, and it means farmland. So it sounds a lot cooler than it actually is, probably.
Sounds like, yeah, it sounds like a mystical place where there's like kind of like a Ferris wheel and like a carnival, like a traveling carnival, the Madland.
Dun, da, da.
You could be a good, what are those guys with the hat? Step right up, and what are those called?
Hawker.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyways.
Like at a carnival?
Yeah, at a carnival. And Drew's here visiting.
I really wanted to be a carny, but couldn't get into carny school, so.
You couldn't?
Yeah.
Really? Like clown school?
I mean, it's a great job. I mean, you travel.
Yeah.
You can steal from people and they can't catch you. Because you're on the road with the circus.
Yeah. I feel like the
And there's a code of... There's like a code of... Not, you know...
A code of non-ethics?
Non-ethics. Anybody who's a carny that's listening to this, I'm just 100% a joke, okay? I respect your profession, and I really do like the circus, so sorry.
Yeah, I kind of honestly wanted to be, like, in a travel carnival. I think that would be fun, you know? Like, it is.
Yeah, I'm going to turn my phone off because I just heard it go off, and I bet you don't want that.
I mean, if mine goes off, it'll probably be more obnoxious.
Okay, I'm going to just turn the sound off at least. Okay, so, yes, my name is Drew Madlin. I'm here visiting, and we're talking.
Yeah, we're doing a little podcast. So, Drew, you grew up here, and you moved to New York, right?
Yes, yes. I grew up in New Hope and Plymouth.
Yeah.
And I went to... I moved to North Carolina for college. Got my BFA in acting. And shortly thereafter, I moved to New York and started a fellowship at the Lincoln Center, which lasted about 8 months. And then, I've been there ever since. I started acting in 2010 in New York. And I was telling you about, I don't know if you want me to talk about the stuff I did, just kind of like give you like a rundown.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the
talk
the
about
deal?
It.
Okay. Yeah. So then I was I did some cool stuff. I was in a couple off Broadway plays, and I had a theater company called One Body that I was telling you about before, and we lived on a farm in North Carolina.
Which
it was
so
great.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. We were so like you said, you're like so much passion.
Yeah.
And I thought about that the other night. I was like, yeah, we were full of passion. It was so great.
Yeah.
And you haven't been disappointed so much yet, you know? And you're just like, anarchy totally could, work.
Yeah.
We're just going to live on this farm, and there's going to be no money. We're just going to, work for them, and then they'll give us food, and we'll just, live in tents and bathe in the pond.
Fun.
And just have interspecies love piles.
Yeah, that's what I think about. There's a song about interspecies love piles.
Interspecies love pile. Interspecies love pile. Interspecies love pile. Yeah, kind of like that.
I love that.
Yeah. We had a dog. I think his name, I was trying to remember his name. I think his name was Mikey.
Mikey.
And he was an outdoor dog.
Cute.
So he stank.
Oof.
But, you know, it's a farm.
Yeah, you
He's
probably
smelly.
Stunk too.
He was a Chesapeake Bay Retriever, so he had a really thick coat too, you know?
Yeah.
And he loved us. But he was kind of aggressive with other dogs, so they didn't really want him to come down to the farm with us. So then when we left, he would come and sleep in the middle of we had our tents in a circle, and he would sleep in the middle of our tents, kind of watching, you know, keeping watch.
What?
And then he would want to come down, we'd walk down the hill to go to the farmhouse to get our work duties for the day.
Yeah.
And he would always try to come with us. And of course, it's it's a farm, so it's not there's a gate that you could, he's just running free anyway, but he would mostly just stay up by the house that was up there. And we'd have to spend an extra 10 minutes just being you gotta go home, you gotta turn around. And then he'd stop and look at us, and then we'd turn our backs and he'd just start following us again, you know?
Aww.
Because then he would fight with the other dogs and stuff if he got down there, and then the farm manager would be pissed.
Aw, he just wanted to be buddies. Where are we going now, guys?
He just wanted to hang out with
That's
us all
so
day.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was great. And then we did 2 years of that in 2010, the summer of 2010 and the summer of 2011. So that was awesome. We went to the Fringe Festival with one of the shows. We made brand new, we devised all of the work together and made these kind of movement-based pieces and toured them, one of them to the DC Fringe and one of them just around North Carolina. And it was great. It was great.
Cool.
Yeah, and then I went back to New York and my girlfriend broke up with me and I was really depressed for a while. And I lived with this rich girl for a while who was she had never had a job in her life, but she had a huge trust fund, so she had paid the entire lease for the year on this apartment. And she was like, well, I got an extra room. You could pay me like $600 a month. And I'm like, that's a great deal. I'm in. And then I proceeded to be like a real, like, then like be like a really sad boy.
Yeah.
I would just sit in the back. It was like right after the Avett Brothers, I Love and You came out. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So I'd just sit in the backyard and listen to that album on repeat.
Oh my gosh, that's
and
hilarious.
Drink like an entire six pack to my face.
Oh my gosh, that's
and
hilarious.
Like sing along to it and just smoke cigarettes and be like, because I was like just in, I was in North Carolina before and now I was in Brooklyn. I was just like, oh, this is just like my life. What is that? Going to town and reading down. Pack your bags and drive it home. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Tell them I need to know. We are headed north.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
1 foot in and 1 foot back. That
yes.
one, right?
Yes, yep, yep.
And I don't forget, it says Brooklyn somewhere in there. It basically, it's about them moving to Brooklyn.
It's about you.
It was pretty much about me.
Your anthem.
It was my anthem at the time, and she kicked me out eventually. Oh, I'm yeah. sure I was detestable.
Yeah.
There's some other things that happened. She did. She was moving in, so she had been dating this guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is like part of your podcast.
This is great.
Or not.
This is great. Yeah.
It's a good story.
It
at
is.
Least.
I like stories.
So she had been dating this guy that I went to college with. She never like went to our college, but she lived there, and was living with this guy that I was in school with for like 5 years. They were yeah. together. They had been together for a while, and then they both moved to Brooklyn, and they broke up. And her ex-boyfriend lived with this guy Harry.
Mm-hmm.
That's not his real name.
Right. for the episode,
we'll call him Jerry yeah. for these purposes.
Jerry.
So Jerry then slept with her and got kicked out of his apartment with her ex-boyfriend.
Oh my God.
And then she needed to move him in, and so then I got like a week's notice to move out.
Oh my gosh!
So I was a little mad about that, but you know, it's like. Whatever, it's
yeah.
it's in the past.
Yeah,
and then I ended up moving into an apartment that I lived in for almost 5 years in Brooklyn. So
oh, nice. And you're there now, or no?
No, I had to give that place up.
Oh, okay.
I had to move back here.
Uh huh.
Because my yeah, mom was like in the hospital. Yeah. She had a stroke.
Oh.
Yeah, in like 2015.
Oh my gosh.
So I had.
Sorry.
Yeah, she's recovered, which yeah. is great. But. I had to move back here, and I tried to hold on to the apartment. I had friends living there, and then one day my landlord showed up and was like, who are you?
Oh.
And then he told me I had to give up the apartment. So.
Oh, no.
It was a great deal, though. It was in Bed-Stuy before Bed-Stuy was gentrified.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was a dump, but it was he never raised the rent. It was like $1,300 yeah. for a two-bedroom, which is like really good.
Yeah.
I mean, in Bed-Stuy now, a two-bedroom is like $2,600, so.
Oh, my gosh. That's
to
insane.
Give you a perspective.
That's insane.
So I had that for like 5 years. And at this point, I pay more for my one bedroom than I would have for that two bedroom. But at this point, I'm sure that it's... I probably would have moved out because it's probably just so ratchet at this point. Because yeah. it was a brownstone that... I think it had the original staircase in it. That was the sketchiest part.
Oh.
I lived on the second floor and the staircase was like... I'm like, this is going to... Literally, I'm going to fall through this staircase
oh
at some
gosh.
Point. And one time somebody tried to break in, I think. I don't think they got anything, but the front door got broken.
Yeah.
And so we were like, you have to replace this door. That's and he's like, whoa, what did I do?
Oh, I think it's just the...
Oh, that's the limiter, maybe.
Yeah, limiter. Yeah, okay. That's what it is. I forgot what it's called, yeah.
So... Oh, yeah, and he didn't want to because there was a vestibule. So he's like, oh, just use the second door. And we're like, nah, I think you should replace
oh,
it.
Almost
so
like
he,
a slumlord. Like,
oh, total yeah. slumlord, yeah. But he bought it. I mean, he bought this place in the 90s, so he bought it for nothing mm-hmm. when Brooklyn was, like, really still very run down and everything. It wasn't gentrified. So he's just sitting on it basically as an asset, I think.
Oh,
anyway,
gosh.
So then he finally put a door on, and he put a... interior closet door on the front door, unpainted, unstained. So we painted it at least. It wasn't going to protect us from any burglars.
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous.
So then we did
he kind of got his way, because then we everybody in the house was like, okay, we gotta close this other door.
Yeah.
Before we would just have it open, the second door in the vestibule.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Then I moved back in 2017, and that's when I started doing the audio and video stuff, which is kind of my career now. Cool. Which I guess is the pertinent thing to this conversation.
Yeah. So, and you, okay, so tell me what you do with that. You, like, you work for a company, right?
I freelance. So I work for like 6 companies.
Yeah.
Or so.
Okay.
I started in 2018. So I was bartending when I lived here. That's when we met, when I was living here.
Yeah.
And I lived across the street from Leaning Tower.
Yep.
So I was in there all the time.
Yep.
And I would come over once the backyard was open and complain that I couldn't smoke in there to you, I think, mostly.
I don't remember that.
The backyard.
The garden patio?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm like, why do you have this? You can't smoke back here.
It's a good thing I don't remember. So obviously you didn't complain that much. It wasn't as bad as you thought.
Yeah, I know. You just remember my almond eyes and my suave demeanor, probably.
Your luscious curly hair.
My luscious curly hair and full lips.
Yeah. Do you still smoke?
Yes, I do.
You do? I love to ask people that. Put them on the spot. Nice.
Both cigarettes and marijuana.
Ooh, yeah.
But yeah, I started smoking weed when I was like 14, so now I've smoked weed for more than half of my life, so
you can't quit.
I'll probably quit cigarettes, but I don't think I'll ever stop smoking weed.
Well, have we even proven that weed is really that bad for you?
No, I don't think it's. Is that your phone?
She's the host,
and she doesn't even turn her phone off.
Good thing no one called me, because it's literally a train sound coming through.
Well, we are next to the train tracks, so that would be fitting.
I love trains.
Train tracks.
I love them.
Aww, steaks.
Steaks.
The kind that you put
in the train. Yeah.
Track.
No, I actually get steak and I eat on the tracks, like fancy dinner.
It's like a double entendre.
Yeah.
Steaks on steaks.
Steaks on steaks. Do you have a train steak in your house?
I had a lot when I was a kid, because we would go on walks along the train tracks and we would collect them because we thought they were really cool. And then we just had like a pile of rusty steaks in our garage.
Yeah, I have one. But yeah, a pile. You should, what did you do with them? You still have them?
No. No, my mom didn't keep those.
Didn't let you have, like, keep them, yeah.
She wasn't interested in lugging around a bunch of rusted metal.
No?
Even though we thought they were treasures.
Yeah.
They were actually very common.
Well, yeah. So tell me what your fun jobs that you freelance.
Oh, yeah. So fun jobs. Let's get back to that. Let's learn about freelance video in the tri-state area.
Yeah.
I started doing it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanted to lead into it because I was a bartender for years, for about 3 years. I started bartending in Brooklyn, and then when I had to move back, I started bartending here. But I got fired from like every job. Like once I moved to Minneapolis, I just was getting fired.
What'd you do?
Everybody just, I mean, at the time I was like, well, it's just, you know, whatever. Like these people are just jerks. And then I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean,
are you just very,
what's the common denominator?
Are you just very opinionated?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you
also, it's just that, yeah, I mean, part of it was a culture clash, too. Mm-hmm. I think I consider myself opinionated or direct, and I have, like, people don't like confrontation
here
in Minnesota.
No.
To the point that they'll fire you. No, I'm just kidding. No, to the point that I found it kind of frustrating sometimes because, it's one thing to be like, I don't want to have confrontation and let things go. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to have confrontation and you won't let things go and you won't talk about it, then that's just a recipe for ulcers.
Yeah, it is. It is. I wonder if that's like the number one thing just in like, Minnesota that happens.
Everybody just, it seems like so many people would just be like talking shit. Like they would just talk shit behind your back.
Yeah.
But they'll never say anything to your face. And right. even if I directly confronted them, yep. they would still deny it. They would lie
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what is the point?
I know.
Why?
I know.
Why?
I know. That's the one thing I don't get along with Minnesota with. Because I'm always like, I loved New York when I was there. It's like, they're like, hurry up and order, like yelling at me. And I'm like, you're right. I should
you're
hurry
right.
up and order.
There's
like,
a line behind me. Yeah. That's the decent thing to do.
Yeah. Like, yeah, just say it. Say it how it is. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't just stand there and being like, ugh, I'm going to talk shit about this person later, about how annoying they are.
I know. I'm walking here.
Yeah, right.
Get out of my way.
I'm walking here.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you. Fuck you, too. Have a nice day. Take care.
I love
that's
that.
That's kind of the vibe. That's
I love
my
that.
Summary in like two sentences of East Coast.
I
think it's great. I mean, people, it all depends on your personality and everything, but it fits my personality better.
Yeah.
I'd rather just have, I think it's healthy.
Yeah.
It's like people have a more holistic tolerance for expressions of emotion.
Yeah.
So you can have an emotion and then just be done with it. And then people are just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Drew was just like a little salty for a second.
Yeah, exactly. Not
and then
like
they're
the end
not
the
like,
world.
Oh, this guy is just like a real piece of shit.
Yeah, just because you have an attitude.
He shows his emotions.
Yeah. Right.
But everybody in there is just like, wears it on their sleeve.
Yeah.
I mean, I was telling you about, okay, so let's get back into this chronology because I'll get into this.
Yeah.
So I went to Minnesota, so I worked here. I worked at all these bars. I was also, the other thing was like, there was some weird stuff going on because that was when the $15 minimum wage was happening. And I was doing like a little activism around that and kind of exposing all of these shills in the restaurant industry. Mm-hmm. Because there's all these people like basically working for the Minnesota Restaurant Association and trying to be like, don't raise the minimum wage. And I was like, that's kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. And so like I kind of think I got a little blacklisted. I don't think I would have been able to do much because it's a small town. And all the people who were, you know, against the minimum wage were all the, like, people who own, like, five restaurants or yeah. more in Minnesota because they're small business owners. They're yeah. just poor, small, millionaire business yeah. owners that live on Lake of the Isles.
Yeah.
They had just bought a $3.5 million house. How were they going to survive paying $15 an hour in 6 years?
Yeah.
I could go on and on about that, but that's a different episode, I think. Unless you want it to be this
episode. I love that. They're bringing that up because I remember going through that, like, that whole thing. And I do freelance photography, obviously, and I've worked for people who I've done work for them, and then they can't pay me because they're like, oh, yeah, I guess I didn't really read your prices very well, and I'm just a small business owner, and I can't afford to pay for my photos. And I'm like, wait. What? Like, I hear that all the time. I'm just a small business owner. I'm like, are people just using these, like, cliche things? Like, it's like textbook. And then it's like, they also, the same people will be like, oh, checks in the mail. I'm like, you don't even have my address, and I don't take checks. I'm like, it's an email that you just pay with your credit card.
It's called an online payment system.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Okay, I'm not gonna work for you.
2022.
Yeah, like the checks in the mail can have my photos. I'm like,
well, you gotta. Yeah, I mean, do you ever get money up front from people?
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. These are just silly
like
things.
A deposit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of what you gotta do sometimes.
I know, it's
people
kinda...
are people will worm out, try to worm out a bit. People want they want things for free. Everybody wants stuff for free, and you're just like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
What world you're living in?
Yeah.
That you think things are you just that. You just get things for free from a business.
Right. Yeah.
It's not a volunteer organization.
I know.
I'm not doing charity.
I know.
This is my job.
Yeah. Job.
Yeah.
I have to pay my bills.
Yeah.
I have to pay for a place that has a bathtub because you stress me out. So.
Yeah. So anyway, so I was, you know, I got fired from like four places here. One of them tried not to pay me. One of them tried to steal money from me. So
was it
Northeast Social? I'll say it. Okay. I don't care. I don't live here. Fuck them.
You should say it. Yeah.
They're a bunch of scumbags from fucking Mankato.
Yeah.
Anyway, not that there's anything wrong with Mankato. I mean, other than the STDs, but. Oh shit! I said it. Anyway, so those guys suck. So I moved back to New York, and then I was like, you know what? I should do something else. Mm-hmm. And I also knew that I was kind of not going to really be pursuing acting in the same way anymore. So I kind of wanted to do something that could be a career.
Yeah.
And this was something that I thought would kind of hit a lot of the points where I'm still kind of working in production. Mm-hmm. There's still that feel of like working in a theater and doing just the more like a different side of it. And flexibility of like doing freelance, which I've never had a full-time job in my whole life. So I didn't want to start doing that. I didn't want to start like working 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I've always had unlimited unpaid time off. So you know how that goes.
Yeah. Still do.
So I started doing that. I worked in a shop for like 5 months or 6 months making $15 an hour. And I just looked at it as like a paid internship. Mm-hmm. But after 6 months, it was getting apparent that it wasn't sustainable to work there much longer because I was like I was spending money out of my savings.
Yeah.
And so then I pushed to start going out on shows. I had that experience, and I started working with a friend of mine from college who was a production manager for this company. So that was good. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing about college. It's what I've noticed. What I think is the biggest benefit of college is just the network of people.
Yeah.
That's what I've benefited the most from.
Sure.
And that was what got me started in this industry. And then I just kept on doing a good job. And it's interesting, I think, when you start a new career in your 30s, mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to advance. Mm-hmm. At least it was for me, because I'm like, I already have like, I'm more focused and driven than mm-hmm. the 22-year-old who just got out of college.
Yeah.
And I've like made a choice to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm also been working jobs for long enough that I'm like, that's, I've got, just like having a job part,
yeah,
I got that figured out.
Yeah.
You know, being on time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And then just also just being pushy. Mm-hmm. And just being very, you know, asking for what I want and trying to create opportunities for myself, I think. So I feel like I've gotten to a point where now I'm working with all these, I'm working, most of the people who have the same job as me are like 50 or 60 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And they're mostly like kind of grumpy dudes. You know, they're all like middle-aged, grumpy white dudes.
Yeah.
So it's like, I have a great leg up because I'm like personable.
Yeah.
Like they can bring clients around me.
Yeah. That's so funny. Like, okay, hide the grumpy old man. Bring on the young spry Drew. Yeah.
Yeah. So so it's good. Now I'm working. I work at the Javits Center. I think I was telling you about that. How it's like, if you want like a slice of old New York, if you want to feel like you're stepping back in time, go to the Javits Center.
Yeah.
It's just like all these union guys from Brooklyn and New Jersey, who are just like. They like pick up one thing and they're like, coffee. Which can be very frustrating. Cause it's so interesting because that's, I go to these extremes because then I'll do freelance stuff. Cause the thing about the Javits is it's all union, so there's all these rules.
Yeah.
And then there's also like the culture of the different unions, which is basically like to not work hard. right? To like stretch out everything as long as possible because I'm getting paid hourly. Like,
You
know, like, I don't know about you, but I get paid by the hour.
Yeah.
Right? All right, dude. I almost got in a fight with a guy.
What?
Yeah. He was like, he was like taking forever to do something. And anyway, that doesn't matter. That's another story. So I get these extremes where I'm in there and it's super slow. And then I go do freelance stuff where I'm just doing 1099 work. I'm a private contractor. There's no house rules.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing how much faster things can happen, you know?
Yeah.
But then the, I don't know. But it's, what are you going to do? You can't fight City Hall, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to change. Javits Center is never going to change.
That's so funny. I don't know. I'd be scared to get in a fight with those guys, but they're all older, right?
No, I wasn't going to really get in a fight. We just yelled at each other. Yeah. It was very New York.
Yeah, just yelling.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, what are you, what's your specialty? And I was like, I'm a video. Oh, no, they were, okay, because it's like there's this jurisdictional thing where the one union that's not the union I'm in has to like do certain video things. And so like video walls,
yeah.
They're like taking down the video wall. And I'm just like, oh my God, you're taking so long. And I walk up and he's like, you can't touch this. And I was like, I'm a video technician. He's like, oh, you're a video technician. Is that your specialty? And I was just like, yeah. I was like, what's your specialty? Because it's obviously not video walls.
Oh my gosh, hilarious. He's just like taking forever. He's just like, yeah. Hurry up.
He's like, I get paid by the hour.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
You're taking food out of my kid's mouth.
Oh my gosh.
People actually say that all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You're taking food out of my kid's mouth.
I don't know. I get it. I get that whole mentality, and I get that it's like on paper it's a great job. You're making, you know, six figures a year.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard.
Yeah.
And if you do have a family, you're supporting them and
yeah.
Whatever, but it's the it's like the it's what I find depressing about it, why I couldn't be one of those people for like my life is that then there's also this like there's no desire to learn.
Yeah.
They're not interested in getting better at anything or being good at it because they're kind of disincentivized from actually being efficient.
Right.
Because they're not competing in the marketplace.
Right.
In the same way that you would when you're just freelance.
And that's
because it's like you can't, it's like it they're who you get.
Yeah.
You don't get to choose.
Yeah.
So they're just like, well, too bad. I know. It's going to take a while. Oh, and everybody who does events there just accepts that it's just going to be really expensive.
Yeah.
Labor is just a very expensive thing there.
Mm-hmm. It sucks.
Well, it's great. I mean, it's not a culture I would be comfortable in. I like to grow. Like I always want to like learn new things and I always want to grow.
Be fast, be good, be efficient.
Yeah, and I'm more on the side of that than being like, well, I'm going to be the best ever, because I know that there's a limit to that too. I mean, we still live in like a capitalist system.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to like break your back for any company because they don't really care about you.
True.
It's more a personal desire to just be
good.
To feel good about myself because I'm good at whatever I do.
Right? Yeah.
It's not about like being like, oh, well, I got to kiss the ass of these people that own a company or run it.
Yeah.
It's just like a desire to grow.
Right.
Personally.
I get that.
Which is part of what I like about the video side, specifically video, because it's a newer discipline. When you have, you know, audio and lights, they've changed. You know, you got digital audio is somewhat new, and you have LED lights, but they're kind of, you know, they've been pretty much the same for a long time, for several decades. But video is just, it just continues to grow, and people are just using it more and more.
Yeah.
And so there's less of a institutionalization of it, I guess, would be a way to put it. And so there's... It's less rigid in a way. It's a little more open to being shaped by the people who are doing it.
Yeah.
And and there's also less of a, oh, well, you have, where'd you go to school for this?
Yeah.
Because you can't go to school for it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, it's not a college program at this point. Right. You got audio, you can go to school for that. You can go to school for lighting.
Yeah.
You can go to school for set design.
Yeah.
There's only a few places you can do like video or multimedia arts.
Yeah.
So it's accessible for people who are like me, who are just trying to get into it without going to any formal education and just learning as you go. And there's all these great resources online that if you want to learn a new program, you can.
Yeah.
And just expanding YouTube. That knowledge. Yeah, YouTube. It's YouTube great.
I've been doing a lot of tutorials lately.
Yeah.
It's just so great.
Yeah, you just look up whatever program you're trying to do.
And then watch somebody who's really good at it do it.
Yeah. And then you just go, yeah, I can do that. And then you just, before the show, you just make sure you actually know how to do it. You watch a lot of YouTube videos. And that's important, too. I think that preparation is a big part of success in any field, especially with technical or creative fields.
Yeah, definitely.
You want to spend whatever time you can beforehand to prepare so you don't look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've had that... People do that all the time in video. They're just like, yeah, I can do this. And then like, they can't really.
Yeah.
And then it's just frustrating.
Yeah. Do you have any side projects that you work on besides freelance?
I don't really have any side projects right now.
Passion projects?
No. I did a I think I sent this. I probably sent it to you. I don't know if you watched it. But I did a little web series a few years ago called Ghost Friend that... we did like 4 episodes of, but that's been done for a while now. Okay. That came out in 2020, I think, or like 2019 maybe.
Cool.
So it's like a boy loses girl, moves into a haunted apartment, meets the ghost of a sea captain. They become best friends.
Cool. I want a sea captain friend. That sounds awesome.
Well, watch Ghost Friend.
I will. Is it like
at www.5ohm.tv.
Ooh, okay.
That's FIVEOHM.TV.
All right, cool. You should, did you leave all your, now that you're like, you know, a mature adult and you're working hard, did you leave all your passions at the farm?
No, I think I didn't. No, not that long ago. I think I kind of quit acting. I kind of quit acting in like 2015 because I was here and I was busy working with, you know, taking care of my mom. And then I was working as a bartender and I was all depressed. And I kind of wanted to move back to New York. And then I did. And then I was like, oh, well, now I'm going to start a new career and I got to focus on that.
Yeah.
And so now it's been like 4 years since then. And I'm. Finally gotten to a point the kind of where I thought I wanted to be in terms of the frequency and type of work that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so I kind of feel like I didn't make mental space for it until now. And now I'm getting to a point where I'm a little more comfortable and starting to give myself permission to daydream a little bit more about creative projects.
That's a great space to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you got like a great career now. I know what it's like to be stuck in the service industry and being like, crap, how did all of a sudden I'm working every day here and not doing like what I love? So,
yeah.
Which service industry jobs are great for flexibility.
And yeah, but if you don't guard your flexibility.
Yeah. Then... Yeah, I would say like 3 days a week is like a juicy number if you're trying to like... work in the service industry and do other things, because any more than that you start to like get worn out from that.
Yeah.
I think.
And the late nights and the drinking and
yeah, the atmosphere and stuff. It is really hard to balance being up that late and then like getting up and like doing stuff. Hence why, you know.
I do like that part of my job now too, is like working during the day is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pretty big fan.
Yeah, that's kind of nice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many hours a week do you work?
Well, it depends, because I'm pretty much seasonal. So, like, in September, I'll work, like, every day.
Yeah.
Almost, probably. Almost every day, without, like, a day off for, like, 20 days.
Well, you have 4 days off.
Yeah, well, yeah. I asked for those days off. I would be working those days.
Yeah.
If I didn't ask for them off.
Yeah.
So, when it's busy, I'll work a ton. Mm-hmm. And then when it's not, I just don't work. Like, I'm not working all of this month. And nice. I didn't work for the last 2 weeks of July.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I probably won't work for all of January.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then I'll work every day in May.
Okay.
In a row.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's kind of nice. Crazy. You get a long break, and then you, like, go, 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 right?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it work-life balance, but it's It's kind of like it's like a long-term balance.
Yeah.
But not a daily balance.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Yeah. It's almost like, yeah, I don't know if that's worse, because it's kind of like, you just, yeah.
It's hard to, so I started taking karate classes.
Fun.
And they want me to sign up. I want to sign up too. They want me to sign up, and I want to sign up for monthly. But it's kind of hard to do that, to commit to being like, oh, I'm going to go to 2 classes a week.
Oh yeah, because your schedule is so
Because when my schedule is busy, I can't do anything. And I've like wanted to join a choir, and I'm like, that'd be hard too. But maybe not. I mean, you just have to make it work, I guess. But it's harder to do than when you, that's the trade-off.
Yeah.
But when you have a 9 to 5 and you get off at 5 every day, then anything after that you could just make every week.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily reasonable with your work schedule.
Yeah.
Do you work past 5 then usually? You work pretty late?
I'll work 9 to 6 a lot of the time.
Okay.
It depends on what I'm doing. So some places it's an 8-hour, but a lot of stuff the standard day is 10 hours.
Oof. Woof.
Yeah, that's so a lot. You're working at least from like 9 to 7 usually. My gosh.
That's so much.
Dang. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Whew. So you fly home today. Are you excited?
Yeah. I could stay. I could stay a little longer.
I know.
I wouldn't mind.
You were having fun at the lake.
Yeah, I was. You should direct everybody to my Instagram account.
Yeah. Check out his Instagram.
At DMADLYN. DMADLYN. It's not how you actually spell my name. It's a little different.
Cool.
Everybody follow me. I'm going to become Instagram famous.
Yeah, you are kind of famous because the guy at the bar said you were. You were the cutest guy at the bar.
He asked me if I was a model.
Yeah.
And I actually did model for a little while when I was skinnier.
Okay.
Like when I was in Minnesota. I did some in Minnesota, but I did more in New York before I moved to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't going to tell him that.
Yeah. Yeah, who was he?
He was not gay.
Yeah, not gay, but you were the cutest guy.
We're doing
guy
quotes
in the bar.
Right
yeah.
now, by the way.
Yeah, but you're the cutest guy in the bar. He almost would be like this manly man. He's like, hey, I just want you to know, I'm not gay, but you're a cutie patootie. Like, he just gets all like, like, that's what I would like.
I'm like, bro, you're at least bi.
Yeah, at all least. Right. Everyone's a little bi, right?
Bro, you're gay.
Yeah, you're full blown.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
We love gay people.
Yeah, we do. Aw.
Aw.
We love everybody.
Aw.
Except Drew doesn't.
Except
Drew doesn't.
For Jews.
What?
Wait, oh, wrong podcast.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. I have many Jewish friends.
Yeah, we love everybody.
Yeah.
Jewish people.
Christian, Muslim, atheist.
Yeah.
Hindu.
Agnostics.
Yeah. Scientologist? Maybe not, though.
Okay, maybe we don't.
I might
love
draw
everybody.
The line.
I draw that, too.
At Scientology.
Yeah, if you tell me you're a Scientologist, I'm going to give you a card for a good psychiatric evaluation. For mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of that, I kind of, this is an interesting thing. I don't know. If we're veering off course, but what do you think about, I have a friend who I think has like bipolarity, but instead of getting medication, he's like doing like self-help. I feel like this is a thing that happens. I feel like the self-help industry is like, they're people who don't want to actually go to school to become a psychologist, and they also don't want have the discipline to become an actual spiritual leader in an actual spiritual tradition. And so they kind of blend them together and sell them to people as life coaching.
So,
like, I think it's a scam.
So,
is what
I'm
saying.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying life coaches, are too lazy to do the actual work.
Yes.
and they're going about
and
it in a legal way.
And people are too gullible and have too much money and not enough sense to pay them.
Yeah. You know, I don't know enough about the topics, but I can see where you could see that. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I could write a book about self-help and just make up anything, really. So who are you? Who's this self-help person, right? I mean, but...
I just worry about... I'm thinking about a specific person like in my friend, life that yeah. I just worry about him.
Yeah.
And there's this mentality in the whole New Age kind of like space of mm-hmm. that it's like you don't take pharmaceutical drugs. Like mm-hmm. they're going to make you into a zombie. And it's like, you know what? Bipolarity, best thing for that, pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, yeah, might be. It might be, yeah, that's true.
90% of the time,
yeah,
that's the best
way. I do think that drugs can help, and everybody's completely different. And I don't know, yeah. I mean, if it could help them, and I don't really know much about bipolar. Like, I thought I was bipolar, but, you know, I think everybody has mood swings, so I don't know what that is.
Did you go to... a psychiatrist or
no one's ever yeah I mean no one's ever told me I have bipolar. I'm just like, oh, I'm sad and happy a lot. Maybe. No, I don't think that's what that means.
But have you ever tried to like go to a mental health professional and be diagnosed with it? Or
no.
Oh, okay.
Nah. No,
I would recommend that.
Yeah, maybe I should. Yeah,
I'm pro mental health.
Yeah, I know, mental health is good.
I went to therapy
Yeah.
for the 2 years that I lived here, and it was great.
It's great.
It was very helpful.
Yeah.
I got lucky. I found a good therapist right away.
Yeah.
Which is a process for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it's good. And I was against getting medicated for a long time, and then I eventually accepted the fact that I should...
Yeah.
That I had a chemical imbalance, major depressive disorder, and I got on... antidepressants, and I felt better ever since.
Okay. Yeah.
But there is a thing where it's like, there's a fear, and I get this, where you're like, oh, it's gonna like level me out and I won't be as creative, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that not true?
I don't think it's true, no.
Okay.
But I do think that being sad does lead to creativity too.
It can. It can lead. It can also cripple.
But then you're also sad.
But then, yeah.
All
but
the
then,
time. Yeah.
But then it also can cripple creativity, too.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm sad, I feel, like, less creative sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do anything. But then when I'm happy, I'm like, I gotta, like, I kind of feel manic where I'm like, I'm gonna do everything. Like, I get so fired up. So I don't know. But I've been on antidepressants before, and they were, like, amazing. Like, they helped me. But then, over time... I would like I'd go on vacation, I'd forget them, and I'd start to get like brain zaps, and I was like, oh,
I've heard about that.
Yeah, I was like, for certain, I don't, and like just fear, and like my heart would be racing, and just like I was like, okay, I don't want to be addicted to anything. Like I don't like if it was the end of the world, I don't want to have to be like, no, my meds, you know.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have bigger problems than your medication if it's the end of the world.
That's true.
Like zombies.
Yeah.
And or you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know.
I've accepted the fact. Like I drink coffee every day, like most every day. I smoke cigarettes. I smoke weed. I drink alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already full of chemicals at all times.
That's
so.
True. That's true, yeah.
I need a chemical cocktail to function fully in life, and I've accepted that about myself, and I don't feel bad about it.
I do hear that a lot of friends who take antidepressants really do like the way it turns out because they feel happier. And I remember feeling like, what? I feel so clear. I feel great. This is great. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, it did just stop. What? But it did slow down a while ago. I think it's the AC.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know we got into mental health, but that's okay.
Into mental health and AC.
Air conditioning. Does it feel good in here?
Well, I have to say, I'm glad you invited me to do this.
Yeah.
You're the prettiest podcaster I know.
Aw, thanks. Even this early at 11 a.m.
Even this early, you know? You're too hard on yourself.
Yeah. My brain's not awake. I feel like I look how I feel.
You know, they say that I have a face for radio.
I do like that one. That's hilarious. Yeah, I wanted to do like...
But you have a face for TV.
Do I? I don't know if that that's true. I mean, maybe.
I mean, you have a news program already. I've seen the videos.
I do. I started a news
program. You're already your own news anchor.
I
know. So.
I'm starting it. That's really funny. Is it funny so far? So far, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's silly.
Yeah, some of it, yeah. The Red Bull one was silly, but some of it that we recorded are like true stories that are like so ridiculous. That,
okay.
But like,
that's cool.
True stories about like things that happened to us and that are so ridiculous that it sounds fake. But yeah. So there'll be more of those. But what time is that? Are we looking? What are we?
It's 11:23.
Okay, should we wrap this up?
I think it's good. I feel good about it. I think, you know, we could wrap it up or we could keep talking. I don't care.
You have to leave at a hard 12.
Hard noon.
Hard noon.
There's a dick joke in there somewhere.
I think the whole thing might be a dick joke.
He's, there's something about, yeah, high noon.
Yeah.
He's at high noon.
He's at high noon.
Hard as hell.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Your family's going to miss you, aren't they?
Yeah. My mom and dad like hanging out. I got a pretty good relationship with my parents.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. It's interesting how I was kind of growing apart from them.
Uh-huh.
And then when my mom had like a health crisis, it really brought us all together.
Yeah.
In a different way. Because I was like taking care of the family.
Yeah.
And so they kind of had to it's like the power dynamic shifted.
Crazy.
And so then after that, we're just like friends now.
Yeah.
Instead of like, you're a child and I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know.
Now we're equals.
We're kind of more equal, and it's kind of cool.
That is cool, yeah.
And I'm just, like, going to be myself.
Yeah. Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have an older brother.
Oh, are you
just
the youngest?
One older brother.
Oh. I know, I have one older sister. Isn't it the worst position to be in? The youngest of two.
I've seen pictures with you and your sister.
I know, we're twins.
You guys look similar.
Yeah.
You're both pretty good looking.
Oh, thanks.
You can tell your sister I said that.
I will. She'll hear it.
Okay, good.
Actually, I don't know if she listens to my podcast. Yeah.
She might not at least get to this portion of it.
Yeah, the older I get, like, I'll see videos of me and I'll be like, is that my sister? I'm like, no, that definitely, I was there. I did that. Like, it's so confusing. But,
Yeah, my brother is almost 2 years older than me.
Does he look like you?
No, we don't really look that much alike.
Oh, nice. Lucky. Yeah. You're an individual.
Yeah.
Yeah, that humming's gone. I kind of miss it. Just kidding. It's too quiet now. What are you going to do when you get home? What are you excited to do?
Well, I'm going to hang out with my friends in Brooklyn. My one friend, Danielle, wants to hang out, so we're probably going to do some fun stuff.
Mm.
But what I'm really looking forward to is I'm going to take a road trip to Western Massachusetts and Burlington, Vermont, and then Lake George in upstate New York, I think. I'm going to try to do that all in a week.
You're so Minnesotan.
Why?
You're going to go to a lake? Just kidding.
I know, I do love lakes.
I love lakes too.
I like
it
the
sounds
ocean
great.
Though
that
too.
Sounds delightful.
I have beach. That's a great. I will go to the beach probably in the next week when I get back to Brooklyn.
Yeah,
because I do like going
water.
To the beach.
Yeah, water.
The ocean. That's one thing that I take issue with now. Now that I'm a real East Coaster, when people call places on the lake a beach.
Oh yeah, you're like.
I'm like that's not a beach.
It's not a beach.
A beach is the ocean. There have to be tides.
Yeah.
Just because there's sand next to a lake, that doesn't mean it's a beach. It's a lake shore.
Do you eat oysters?
I got a little oystered out. I was really into oysters for a while.
I love oysters.
And then I ate too many of them. Same thing with kale. I ate too much kale like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago. And I just haven't been able to get into it since.
Oh, yeah. I get that. I'm like that too. I had too many Brussels sprouts. No,
and now you just can't do it.
Yeah,
right?
I just made some yesterday. I was like, I could do without.
Why'd I do this? Hey, we got tomatoes. What are we going to do with those?
So that's right. So your favorite food is tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
One of them.
You asked me for three.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, avocado, tomatoes. And cheese.
Yeah. Oh, I love. Okay, we could have a meal.
That would be a great sandwich.
Yeah. Next time, I know that's what you said. I was like, damn, you're right. Oh my gosh, why don't we, that would be great. Next time you're here, if you have any time, let's have a meal.
Okay.
With tomatoes, avocados, and cheese.
Okay. Sounds good.
But you know, I love tomatoes. Like, I love them. Like, they're one of my top favorites.
They're great.
And I'm excited. So that's why we brought the tomatoes. We're going to do a portrait of you with a tomato.
Oh, okay. So that's separate. We're not going to do anything like, we're not going to like rub them against the microphone or anything.
We could eat them on camera.
This is the sound of a tomato.
Ooh, that is the sound. Ooh. Ooh, it's so soft and scrubby and delicious and wonderful. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, we better wrap up because I want to do a portrait of you before you roll out.
Okay, we're going to wrap up.
All right.
We're wrapping it up.
We're wrapping it up. All right. Well, it's been real. I'm kind of sad you're going to leave now.
I know. I should just move back and we should be best friends.
Yeah, can we do that? Can we be best friends?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Can we start a TV show together?
Let's just start our own TV show.
Yeah.
And put it on KSTP.
Yeah.
And it'll be called Best Friends.
Let's just start our new station.
Best Friends
in
Hopkins.
Hopkins, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Britt and Drew hanging out together doing fun stuff. Da, 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 da. Like, just like that. It's going to be great.
I love that theme song.
I'm going to leave everything behind just for that.
I think that would be great. I will, yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Let's go live. Let's do a live.
Let's do a live.
Oh, is that you? I thought someone's knocking on the door.
No, I was just tapping.
Oh, cool. Yeah. By the way, so I just have to say that this studio space is usually a lot louder. Like, there's music everywhere.